Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the podcast. How are we?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, you seem... Are you a bit tired, Jade?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready now to go.
You squint your eyes really small when you're ready to go home.
Yeah, I'm like... Ah.
You were ready at 9 a.m., my dear.
Oh, no, I just hate, like, dragging the chain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry, I'm in a really, like, annoying people mood today. So, like, I'm about to flick a rubber band at Jade and she hates it. Yeah.
Are you guys wanting the tasty truck?
No, not today.
Nah, you guys will be leaving soon. You're going to drop off Maddie's new TV unit.
Which is exciting. My apartment is slowly coming together, which is great. So, I'm just waiting for my fucking fridge.
And then you've got everything, yeah?
Yeah.
Not much. Oh, and an outdoor setting.
I need an outdoor setting. Do you have any for sale at the moment, Crevo? Do you have any hall tables? I'm in the market for a hall table that will suit the decor of my apartment.
I don't think so, though. No,
sort of gone a bit modern.
Yeah, I don't usually have that sort of modern stuff.
He was trying to, because I'm thinking of getting rid of mine.
Yeah.
And Maddie was like, oh, which one yesterday? But I haven't decided. But the thing is, mine aren't really, like, suit your house.
What color is it?
It's white, but they're...
That's fine. Like, any neutral neutral colours I'm down with. Grey, when I say that, they're not actually colours. Grey, whites, and blacks. Can I have it? How much do you want for it?
No, well, I haven't decided what I'm doing yet because I don't know what I'm doing yet just with my home.
Just decide quickly and tell me.
No.
Because I'm not...
I'm just going to save you the trouble and say no.
God, you're so mean. What a bitch. Oh, okay. No worries. I thought I'd do you a favor and pay you a fair price, but okay.
No, it's okay.
Sell it to a stranger then.
I'm not selling it.
Have you found a dining table yet?
No, I haven't, but it's very specific because I don't want an old golden-toned timber in my apartment. Like, it needs to be that Scandi light pine color with a white top maybe.
Yeah.
I'm happy to deviate slightly, but not much.
Interesting.
Do you have any of those for sale?
No, just asking.
Okay.
And so you didn't end up buying the one from your old housemate
no.
that they put up for sale no. after ripping it from your mitts?
$200. I thought, you know what? She did offer it to me for free at first, and then I thought, I'm not going to go and pay for it now.
Like, oh, I think that's a dog act.
No, it's fine.
Like, you don't say to someone, oh, you can have a table for free.
And then take it away from them.
Say, oh, no, I'm keeping it. And then you see it for sale on Marketplace.
But it's her table.
And yeah, but all she could have said, she obviously knew she wanted to sell it, right?
All she had
to say was, hey, I want this price for it.
I think
it's rude to pretend like wanted it and
I've got
not
a hall
sell
table
it.
For you. Actually, no.
She was basically calling you cheap and thinking that you couldn't afford it.
Okay, I don't think so.
I just think she should have sold it to you. Anyway, that's it.
She's willing to sell it to me for $200.
And now you've got her. Already moved it out. She could have told you that before she took it.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
Don't make excuses.
She doesn't owe me a table that belongs to her, Jay.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but it's the point, though.
It's her. She paid the money
for
it.
Yeah, but if she's going to sell it, she just should have manned up and said, hey, mate, I actually want money for it now. I'm going to sell it for this. If you want it, you can have it for that
price. You did the same thing with your hall table just now.
No, I didn't.
Look, I'll just buy my own furniture.
Yeah, easier, right?
Anyway, she's out of your life. You don't want her old furniture. Get your own.
Why are you so bitter today?
You're
a twisted lemon today. I don't know what's up your ass.
No, I'm just ready for the day to be over.
Yeah, well, it's 10:47, Dahl. Like, I know that
you guys are fine. You guys haven't annoyed me.
It's just you're just tired.
Oh, tired, and then someone else pissed me off.
Okay.
So
this is what you do.
Yeah.
And I've gotten better at not doing this. You get really upset at one thing and it ruins your entire day. And it's sometimes the most like the stupidest thing. Like the other day, what was it? Your personal trainer.
Oh, yeah.
No, the lady at the gym was rude to you and it just ruined your whole day.
Yeah, it did.
You're like, how dare she be rude to me? And I was like, Jade, relax, doll. Like, it's ruining your whole day.
Yeah, you got to try and let that stuff go. But it's hard, especially, yeah.
Do you ever get pissed off, Crevo?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it annoys me when people are just being dicks for the sake of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that annoys me. Fair enough if someone's, like, but when it's personal, that's when it pisses
me off. I think it's justified to be annoyed at stuff. But the key is if you can try and let it go quickly, then they haven't won because you've got your life back to how it should be as fast as possible.
Mm.
But it's hard when it's you.
I've won because I'm the bigger person, but still, oh, God. Ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many times have I heard, if I had a dollar for every time I've heard you say, I'm a good person. I'm sure you are, Jade. You don't need to keep telling us all that.
Did I say those words out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm on autopilot.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
It was me yesterday. I was very tired and cranky and over it yesterday. But today I'm full of beans.
Yeah. We all have our turns.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the podcast. Great show today.
Yeah, actually, it's like perking up. Today's show was great, I think. There's a good mix in there. There's a bit of ghost chat,
paranormal experiences. 5 stars.
Crevo has a great story about his mum needing to be rescued by the SES. My husband had a complete meltdown, destroyed a bin.
Mm.
So
it's got it all.
Maddie,
you remember anything about
did
my
a great
life?
Job hosting the show, anchoring it.
Yeah, fuck off. This is what pisses me off about you. You're such a cow sometimes to me.
No, I love you. You know,
you
I
think
love
you're
you.
Just the star of it all, doll. Well, guess what?
I am not.
You're 1/3 of a team.
Far from it. I'm the biggest team player there is.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Front and center, doll.
No.
Your name's first, as you always said. Remember you complained about that?
No, I didn't.
My name's first.
No, I didn't. I will swear on my dog's lives, I never, ever, ever, ever have complained about the show names.
Well, we've got a big announcement, actually.
Do we?
Yeah, they're rebranding the show.
Oh, yeah, cool, great.
Maddie, Crevo and Jade.
Yeah, cool.
Sweet.
I'm joking. Have a fun day, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Enjoy the
podcast. I have to put together some flat pack now.
Yeah, you'll film yourself doing it.
You're
record
coming to
yourself.
Help me, aren't you?
Oh, I need. Yeah, if we're quick.
No, well, it's an experience. Doing flat packs, and you know, you have a wine.
No, I've got a lot to. I've got to go to the optometrist at 2:30.
What about me?
My teacher's calling me at 12:15.
Yeah, you can get fucked.
And I've got a dinner tonight for the hockey club.
What about me?
Well, tomorrow's your day.
No, tomorrow's your day because you're using me to get cheap paint
no,
for your fence.
No, but I'm spending it with you.
Enjoy the podcast.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Can we go now?
Shut up. I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Matty, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Matty, and Crevo.
You don't know, Crevo's ankles fuse together.
Yeah.
Like the bones, they become one and then they sort of re-break.
I thought I had problems this morning. I've washed half of my clothes doing like a big wardrobe clean out and I'm wearing a shirt that looked great on me 3 summers ago.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
What makes the world go?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Oh, my God, this rain, it's coming back with a vengeance. The final bloody slap.
Yeah,
the final blow.
Yeah.
As the French say, le big wet.
Mm. I wore my rain jacket this morning.
You did.
It's novel being able to put it on.
Well, everywhere you walk, it's that sound. It sounds like you're consistently moving in a sleeping bag.
Do you know what? Can I say there are so many flogs on the road this morning.
Yeah.
Like just like riding people up their asses. Like chill out and drive safely.
It was funny.
Accidents happen.
Maddie and I were driving together and I was in the left-hand lane and I was following someone else. We were doing 10 under there, you know, and we're just cruising along, being safe. And then, this truck flies past and then it's sitting up the backside of this poor four-wheel drive and it was just causing chaos. And then the four-wheel drives tried to merge into the left lane. The truck's going ahead, you know, doing the same thing again to the next car. It's like, mate,
Like, you may be late to work, but just slow down.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're keeping an eye on these flood warnings, Maddie. Can you tell us more about those?
I've got in the bulletins. I mean, it's mostly the Upper Hunter is really looking. They're the ones that, you know, up there in the Wollumbeyi Brook, around those areas. So, yeah, anyone in low-lying areas, make sure you're getting things taken up high. But, you know, if today's really bad, Maitland could see the river come up as well.
Well, Wollumbeyi Brook may reach 6.5 metres this morning.
Really?
So, yeah.
I saw some incredible pictures of actually the Morpeth River. It's like... It's rising.
That's the technical term.
You're a real weather girl, Jane.
Gab Morris is a knocking. Hey, speaking of this water, we're actually making news headlines around the world, but not for the rain itself, for a rat plague / infestation. The New York Post says Australians hope that this rain will finally end the rodent plague. It's happening all around the world. They're all focusing on these rats, which are just everywhere in certain parts of
infestation.
Oz.
Jesus.
Yeah, plague-level stuff. We'll get into it next.
Okay.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And Crevo, you have a fantastic story. We are making headlines right around the world.
Yeah, so the rat and mice problem has become so serious that papers from all around the world are reporting on this as a biblical-level plague. Rats and mice crawling across the eastern coast of Australia in their hundreds of thousands of millions. I don't know the numbers, but they're out of control, right?
I've been waiting to play this sound effect for a long time.
Here we
and
go.
I'm glad that I finally have the story to play it in. There we go. Ah, yes!
Why do you love that so much?
I don't know.
I don't understand, because I don't see any mice and rodents getting around Niue. Where's the big plague meant to be?
The big plagues are out, like, mostly in the regional areas, right?
Right.
And they're targeting, obviously, like, farms and stuff, because that's where the food source is. In fact, the last time this happened was back in 1993, the last big one. That was the biggest one ever, and they did about $100 million worth of damage.
Whoa.
In a short space of time. Just as one example, so this this farmer had it like a sorghum crop, which is like a grain.
Yeah.
He had it all piled up and in like silos and stuff. It was a 1,000-ton crop, right? So that's a lot of grain.
Yeah.
They ate each and every single last grain of it. All gone.
Wait, how are you getting rid of that amount of rats?
Well, this is why it's so hard.
Get the BB gun out.
No. So they obviously have some sort of poison that they use, because there are pictures online of like big silos full of dead rats.
Oh, yeah,
and mice.
So they're just gathering
them up.
You can't feel bad because they're biting people and sending people to hospital because there's just so many of them. Some places they're wading through a sea of rats. That's how bad it is.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Only you would feel sorry for rats.
I feel sorry for animals, but like still.
They're introduced species for the most part, so it's like you can't even feel sorry for them in that way.
Old thing for press. To what's the word? Latch on to overseas.
Well, it's just so visual, isn't it? There's incredible footage of, say, like these big piles of grain that have been built up by farmers, and they like lift up the cover, and honestly, it's like releasing the plug from the dam. All of the rats just spill out in the thousands,
jeepers,
like, looking for their next source of food, and apparently the smell is starting to become a big problem in some areas. You can't escape it because there's just tens of thousands of, in a lot of cases, dead rats just lying everywhere.
Farmers have it tough, don't they? They go through so much.
Absolutely.
Droughts, floods,
the
plagues.
Fires, and now the plague of rats.
Fires.
It does feel like...
Apocalypse. The apocalypse has come. Jesus.
Yeah, it's crazy. So places like out at Dubbo and Toowoomba, they're just saying the smell of the rats is just becoming overpowering.
Well, we have rats that get around here sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they die in the ceiling. And you know, you walk into work and you get that, like, it hits you like
that
a truck.
That smell.
That smell. Imagine that times Millions.
Great time to be a pet shop owner, though.
A pet shop owner?
Just duck out there and get a rat. Stock up on rats.
I don't think people that live in those areas want a pet rat after that.
We ship them to the city.
You know, I like your silver lining attitude sometimes, Jay, but that is...
Guys.
Just is an anecdote from a lady in Dubbo, just quickly before we wrap this up. She's got 14 traps at home. They all fill up every night. She went to the store to buy more. Every shop in town is sold out.
Wow. Look, sending all the good vibes to those places. Wow.
Rats on another level.
I can't believe you said that. I'll collect them up and ship them out to the big cities.
Yeah, well.
Different type of rat style.
They're not cute little mice.
No.
Look, they won't know overseas if they need rats over there. Don't the Chinese or somewhere over there eat rats?
I think they can find their own. They're not buying them from over here.
Look, I'm just trying to solve Australia's problems over here.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses up next. This is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The Lads are leading 22 gold stars to the Lasses 21 on offer today. For the winner, we have a $50 voucher, dinner for two at Inferno Restaurant in Beaumont Street. Now, they do breakfast now as well, which is really great.
Awesome.
Daily from 7:30. If you want to play, one guy, one girl, 13:10:09.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, we still need a Lass this morning on 13:10:09 if you want to play. On offer today, great prize, $50 voucher for Inferno, the hottest new Italian restaurant in Hamilton. It's now open for breakfast, guys, 7:30 a.m. weekdays.
All right, girls.
Delicious.
But right now, as we wait for you to ring and take on Michael, who is a fitter from Monday to Friday and then a framer on the weekends.
A farmer.
Oh, whoops.
Not a framer.
He's been lucky on his farm avoiding the floods. Hey, Michael.
How are you?
Good. So, what do you farm on the weekends?
Farm and cattle and cropping as well.
Hey, oh, how cool.
Michael, question, are you having problems with rodents at the moment?
Yes, we've got mice running around everywhere.
Ooh.
What are you doing to get rid of them? Like, what do you do?
We just live with them and bait as many as we can in the house. But other than that, we just let them run their own.
Jeez.
Poor little mousies. And how's the cattle going?
Cattle are going great. If you're selling them, if you're buying them, they're very expensive.
Yeah, okay. That's really interesting. I love cows. I think they're one of the nicest natured animals on the planet.
You should move to the country, Jade.
I know. Ben and I have talked about it. He's changed his tune, Michael. He's like, one day, Jade, we'll just sell up and move to the country. So I could be your neighbour.
All right, let's
happy to have you.
Thanks, man.
You say that now, Michael. That's what I said at first as well.
All right, your first question this morning. What is the brand Toyo...
Hang on, Jade.
Oh, is that the girls?
Yep.
Okay, here we go, sorry. Which actress played Monica on Friends?
Monica is... Oh, I hate these.
Sorry.
There you go.
Courtney Cox.
Yeah,
okay, question number two. Name one of the experts on Married at First Sight.
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. I don't watch that.
That's okay. Okay, question number...
John Mel or Alessandra.
Question number three. Since You Being Gone is a song by which singer? Is it A, Pink, B, Christina Aguilera, or C, Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yay!
Oh, yay! One on the board. Well done.
Good job.
Good job. Hold the line for us
then,
mate. Thank
you. It's time to meet Kelly. She's from Stroud, and she turns 41. Happy birthday
today.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you.
What are your plans for the day?
I'm working.
Oh, no.
Well, these things happen.
I adore Stroud. How long have you lived out there for?
It'll be nearly 2 years.
Oh, how nice. And are you enjoying the quieter life?
I love it. I moved from Sydney and Jade, I second it, moved to the country. You can't get a better life.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on an episode of Escape from the Country.
I'm really looking forward to it. No, Stroud's beautiful. Oh, I love it. You're so lucky.
All right, let's get into your questions. You need two right in order to win, straight up. Here we go. Number one, what is the brand Koyo known for making?
Tires?
That is correct. All right, if you get this next one, you win instantly. What is the signature colour on the Cooper's Pale Ale logo? Or label, sorry, label.
Oh, is it like a beigey brown colour?
No, that's the sparkling ale. You're looking for green.
All right. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
You got one more, another chance here, okay? If you have a 25 horsepower Mercury outboard four stroke, what is that?
It's an outboard motor for a boat.
You got it! Congratulations! You're a winner!
Good stuff. I'm so proud of you. $50
in Forno voucher coming your way. You enjoy that. Thank you. And happy birthday,
you.
Kelly.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Happy birthday.
Oh, good stuff.
How good's that? Winning on your birthday.
So lucky.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? And there's some traffic issues out towards Singleton, guys. Just past the Bunnings lights heading towards Muswellbrook, there's massive holes in the road causing blown tyres and slow traffic. So make sure you're driving safe out there at the moment.
Wow, that's full on.
You've got to be so careful on the roads at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, please be safe. We'll keep it right here on UFM. We'll have all the latest traffic coming at you soon, guys.
But guys, this story, it's gone viral. You would have seen it on the internet. Basically, this poor grandma, she's begging for help after capturing a demon, she's saying, standing over her grandchild's bed just days after the toddler was heard warning the invisible, spirit to go away. So you would have seen this. It's the picture of the crib from the baby cam, and there's this weird figure just sort of leering over the baby's cot. It's actually gives me goosebumps. It doesn't look fake by any means.
What I love about this story, right, is you're saying this and telling this story as if demons exist.
That's what I...
There are so many people out there right now saying, but demons don't exist.
Well, they do. So if you believe in life after death, you've got to believe in spirits.
Oh, right, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I believe in spirits.
You've got one living inside you. How can you not believe?
This demon thing, it's a little bit ridiculous. It looks like she's gotten drunk, maybe like on some cask wine, and she's found like the Halloween outfit from the year before.
No,
and
it doesn't.
Put the horns on, captured herself.
It really doesn't. It's a weird-looking sort of creature. It's captured standing next to the crib. And she apparently tried to rid the house, getting some sage and everything. But apparently she's just ghost hunters have come in saying they can still feel a presence there. She doesn't know what to do because it's her very own home. So we want to know on 131009, because I know you guys are skeptical about this story. Do you have a paranormal story that nobody believes?
Jade's guaranteed to believe you. Maddie and I might.
I'm on the fence here.
Yeah, you're
like, I can be swayed either way.
A really good storyteller, you can convince us, I reckon.
Taking your calls after Santana Smooth at 105.3 New FM. We've got a Mega Creatures family pass to give away as well.
Awesome.
If you've got a really convincing story today, all yours.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're after your paranormal stories that nobody believes.
Yeah, this is all because, guys, this poor grandmother has actually captured on her baby monitor this weird demon spirit figure standing near the crib. It gives me goosebumps looking at it because she's an older woman and they sort of struggle with technology, some of them, not everyone. But, this sort of grandmother, she's not one who's going to go and try and doctor a baby monitor photo.
I don't think it's doctored. I just think that she's walked in herself and
walked
it's
out again
captured it.
As a blur
no,
or
but
something.
It looks disfigured and...
Well, not really. It looks like an elderly person.
No. I mean, it definitely doesn't. There you go, Creeble. It's going all around the internet at the
that's
moment.
That's her for sure.
It's not her.
It looks like it's wearing
it's
slippers.
A completely
Demons
person.
Don't wear slippers, Jade.
They might, Maddie. They might.
I know you're trying to just bait me, but it's actually barefoot. But anyway, I understand what this woman feels like because I actually have brought in a photo and I have a demon standing in the back of a family photo from the early 90s.
Oh, no,
I kid you not. I'm going to pass the photo to you and you can see it peering around the corner of the photo. It's actually very spooky. I can understand where this grandmother's coming from.
That's a man.
It's not a man. There was no other man in the house. There was no one else in the house.
That
my
you
mum,
knew of.
My mum took the photo. That's what I mean. It's a spirit.
That's like a clock or something
no,
on the wall.
No, there was no clocks on that wall. There was no, I swear to God, like this, even, we didn't work this out until only about 3 years ago when we were going through the photo albums and we were like, who is that?
I have a secret boyfriend.
No.
It's not, it's just something behind
them. Are they still in the lounge room? I need to get out.
It really isn't. Look, I'll share this photo online in the next 5 minutes and you can have your say, but there's definitely a demon in this family photo
All
of
right.
mine.
Let's go to Mandy. Hey, Mandy, paranormal story that nobody believes. Give it to us.
I think it was about several years ago. So what, we're in 2021 now, aren't we? So
yeah.
It was several years ago. My son was about 3 and a half. We moved to a rental at Raymond Terrace. Really excited. It was a really lovely house. It was just newly renovated bathroom and kitchen and beautiful, beautiful old floorboards that were really thick.
Yeah.
I just fell in love with the house. And the thing was, I had my girlfriends and all my friends help me move, so it wasn't like I was doing it all by myself. I had my friends. Anyway, my friends obviously finished helping move the house, and I brought my son back from daycare, mm-hmm. and all good. And then obviously we went to sleep that night, so my son and I slept in the house for the first night.
Yeah.
Again, nothing was happening before then. It was just when we were just alone, just me and my son alone in the house.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and I don't know what time it was, but all of a sudden my door swung open by itself.
No.
And then I think it was about, and I thought, well, that's really weird. And I didn't have any pets at that time. No pets, no dogs, no cats, no
Do you think
nothing.
It could have been the breeze, Mandy?
No.
Or on a funny angle.
I locked all the windows and everything.
How spooky.
I'm a big believer of living quite opening windows at night time. So it was all like, and they had like the automatic shutters as well, so it was all secure.
Wow.
And anyway, so I think it was about 2 or 3 minutes, like not even 2 minutes later, my son screamed and he was in the bedroom next to me, and obviously I ran in there and I said, well, what? And he went, it's him. And I said, what, there's nobody there, him. And he couldn't speak because he had his speech delay.
Yeah, wow.
And I turned on the light. I'm like, there's nobody there, Baba. Him. And I said, okay, come back with me. And then we went back in the bed and I smelled like an old dog smell, like a smelly dog smell in my house. Instantly we went back in the bed. Then I smelled an old man smell and it was like, it was just me and my son in the house. It was 3 and a half-ish.
Wow,
so it kind of got worse after that. During the day, I was obviously he was at daycare and I was unpacking things during the house, and again it was just me in the house.
So have you sold the house and moved out?
No, I was renting.
Oh yeah. That's
so did
right.
you leave or what happened?
Well, this is where it kept on getting worse. I constantly heard footsteps in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like stomping footsteps in the hallway.
Oh my God. So do you think there's some old man and his dog died in the house or?
Well, I hired people to get rid of, like, to help me.
Yeah. I didn't blame you, I would.
I didn't know what to do. I really liked the house. I stayed and everything. Anyway, that was money down the drain. Somebody came from Sydney and said that there's elders in my house, and that there's an old man who built the house. He didn't want to move. I'm like, okay, well, I'm renting this place now.
Get
I'm
out.
Showing, like, this is my lease. I'm renting it.
So do you break your lease?
I got in contact with the owners, and the owner said, oh, yeah, there's a haunted house there. We knew.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
They knew the whole time.
Hold on, Mandy. Thing. Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate your story. Bane's on the line. Hey, Bane.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, good, self.
Yeah, good. So just what happened with the paranormal story?
Yeah, we moved into a house, bought a house, moved in, and my son was 18 months at the time. And he used to sit in this corner in the lounge room and then just sort of giggle and chuckle and, like, really look really intently.
Yeah.
And just, he'd do that quite regularly. And then a couple of years down track, we had another boy, and then... more years down track, like he was 18 months at the same time as well. He'd done the exact same thing, exact same corner. And they just, yeah, like it was someone reading him a story or having a chat to him, like they were just loving it. And then we found out a few years later that some old duck had been murdered in the house.
No.
Jeez.
And you reckon they were telling him a story or something?
Yeah, well, from everything we heard, she was a nice old Sheila. Like, never caused any dramas or anything.
Nice
like
old
that,
Sheila.
Wow. That's insane. Can your boys, how old are they now?
12 and 7.
Can they remember what the lady looked like?
Nah, not really.
How interesting. See, kids are definitely more intuitive, hey?
Yeah.
These stories always happen around kids.
Yeah.
Even this one with the so-called demon, which I still am questioning.
I'm telling you now, Bane, I'll upload this photo on our Facebook page and you can check it out.
Hey, Bane, great story. Take the kids to Mega Creatures, man. And, of course, Mandy, thank you for calling. We've got a bottle of wine for you. Thank you very much, for your stories.
I have goosebumps.
Do you? Show me your arms.
Those stories just freak me out.
No, you don't.
I like Bane's story.
Yeah, that was good.
Good
one. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Guys, kicking us off today, topic number one, Mrs. Doubtfire, the film. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
So good.
A bit outdated, though. No. Think, isn't it?
Why do you loathe it, Crevo? It's one of the all-time classics, really.
Yeah, look, I think it was a bit of fun back in the day, and I think I enjoyed watching it back then, but then I caught a bit on TV, and I was like, oh, this is a bit naff.
No, classic Robin Williams. Great.
Really is. So, guys, there's been a whole, like, campaign/rumour online for the director, Christopher Columbus, to tell the truth about this so-called secret cut of Mrs. Doubtfire that was rated R18+.
What?
Yeah. So, he's finally come out and he has confirmed that, yes, there is an R18+ version of the film, which is fantastic. And he said it's some of Robin Williams' best work.
Really?
Wow, okay.
This is cool. So tell us, like, is that just moments that would have been extra to the film?
So, yeah, basically what happened is there were, like, three different cuts to the film, the studio version, mm-hmm. Chris's version, and the R18 Robin version. So the R18+ version was all Robin Williams. So he would go off an ad-lib and not go, like, stick to the script. And he said some of the scenes that were filmed were just absolutely brilliant masterpieces, but they couldn't be, obviously, included into the film because
it's family
needed to be PG-13. So this is so interesting, and I really want to see it. He said it's never going to see the light of day.
Oh, really?
No, but he goes, it's, you know, some of his best work.
Why tease people with it then?
I know.
Like, don't tell me about it if you're not going to release it. Like, I don't want to know.
It'd be so good to be out if someone either leaked it or if they just offered him heaps of money. And
maybe one day.
Let it out of the can.
Well, he goes, the reality is, this is Christopher Columbus, that there was a deal between Robin and myself, which was he'll do one or two, three scripted takes, and then he would say, then let me play. And we would basically go on anywhere between 15 to 22 takes, I think 22 being the most I remember, of Robin just doing his thing.
Wow. How cool.
You would think, like, after he's passed away, like, just let it out. You know, people want to see that.
But I thought you didn't.
I agree.
You didn't like the movie.
No, I'd want to see that. Like, here's a comic genius.
It becomes a totally different film, doesn't
it? Like,
it's
about. If it's just him riffing and improvising.
Use your imagination.
As long as it makes sense, though.
Oh, I'm sure it would. Do you know what, though? This is now a big thing, of course. Justice League, Zack Snyder's just released his directorial cut of the film, which got panned with the version that was released. So he's released like an almost 4-hour version. So this is becoming more common practice for a movie to get re-released in a different form.
Yeah.
Which is like, let's hope this happens.
That's cool. Because if you were like upset for some reason at the first one,
have a second go.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
There's like skin deep level prank, and then there's Jackson pranks. Like, he really goes borderline sadistic. Remember that time he was going to kidnap me in a van?
Yeah, but I didn't because I realised how bad that would have been.
The No-Gos.
New FM. What makes the world
go? Oh, yeah, guys. It is coming up to Married at First Sight. Now, yeah. Big interview with Liam.
Of course. Now, he's the bi guy on the show. Really awkward for him. And I think he's been sort of treated really badly on the show. He came out accidentally at his wedding to Georgia. Here's the moment they all found out Liam was a bisexual.
So what if they didn't swing your way? Is that not a non-negotiable?
Yeah, it's fine. Like,
are you bisexual?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Are you really? Yeah.
Typical basic reaction.
Okay.
Like,
who cares?
Let him live his life.
He likes guys and girls. It's no big deal.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to catch up with him next to see how he's going with Georgia, because a lot of people are saying, well, he can't possibly have a successful relationship with a woman. But why not? We'll ask him next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. And guys, joining us right now is Liam.
Hey, when we drop.
Liam, good morning. How are you today, man?
Good morning. How are we?
Hey, we are doing well, good. Man. First of all, got to say, loving you on the show, dude. You're doing a really good job. And I've got to say, that first night when you were on the show and, you know, you obviously were outed as being bisexual, yeah. The cackles in that room literally made me sick. Like, what was the actual reaction like in the room? Were we sort of force-fed something that, you know, didn't really happen?
Mm.
No, like, what you saw is pretty much what happened. So, yeah. To me, it was, you know, it was a big shock, but at the same time, it was my wedding, so I was half not even paying attention, half trying to listen, and then I was like, you know what, because if I was fully listening, I think I'd probably got a different response to what happened.
Yeah.
So you were just like, let it go, water off a duck's back, that sort of thing.
That's it. I was like, I've just met Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't think I can really get into it with everyone right now, so yeah, just let it go, and we'll pick it up later.
Do you regret going on the show, like seeing all the stuff that's playing out now?
No, I don't regret it at all. Like, I think, you know, there is time for change now. So at the same time, I knew that I need to get out there and actually voice about bisexuals and the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's time for change, and there's not many people out there that are open and honest like I am, I think.
No, I think it's great. Mm. Like, I'm gay myself, and, like, that's totally fine on the show. You know, there's no issues. But tell us a little bit about, like, your experiences with being bi, because a lot of people don't understand that, you know what, you can, like, be into both sexes. Like, how have you dealt with that across your life?
Yeah, so I always get the typical, like, or, you know, you're just transitioning.
Yeah.
You're too scared to say that you're just gay. Like, you can't be bi. There's no such thing as being bisexual. And I think a lot of people just don't understand it. But unfortunately, with me, I am attracted to both. I can get hard for both.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, tell us, like, do you lean towards one, I guess, gender to the other? Like, are you into guys more than girls or vice versa?
Or is it literally just in the moment, you're just like, I like this person?
Yes, that's it. In the moment, like, I don't go for looks or anything like that. It's just personality. So to me, if I meet you and you've got a great personality and we hit it off, then I'm attracted to that person.
Wow.
Yeah, of
course. I guess it just comes down to, in the end, like, who you fall in love with, whether it's a guy or a girl.
That's it.
That's the journey you'll go on.
How has Georgia been with it all? Because, I mean, I guess for some, I guess for a lot of women out there, they wouldn't necessarily want to hear that. Like, how has she dealt with the whole thing?
Yeah, Georgia, she's a trooper when it came to it. That's what I mean. What you saw at the wedding, it's like I told her, you know, what drink do you want? She didn't even care. She didn't bat an eyelid. It was like, oh, yeah, you're bisexual. Cool. Next. And that was it. And I think with us, we would have left it there and there.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had to talk about it more on the show, but to us, it was no big deal.
Do you find it hard dating people in your past, I guess, once you tell them that you're bisexual? Like, do you get a lot of pushback or people just sort of run away from you because of that?
Yeah, I get a lot of people that don't really understand it, but at the same time, they think they have to worry. Like, if I'm with a woman, they feel like they need to worry that I'm going to go out and be with a guy. But at the end of the day, it comes down to who the person is. Like, a heterosexual relationship, if a guy's going to cheat, he's going to cheat.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not a big believer in cheating, so I would never cheat on my partner whatsoever. But I think people hear the word bisexual and they go, oh, no. He's going to cheat on me.
Must be a deviant. How ridiculous, right?
That's it.
Now, I think it's really good, Liam, honestly, because people are so quick to judge. And I think, you know, props to you, man. Of course, you do, I guess, run the risk of being typecast as the bi guy, you know, which is fine. But I think that, you know, if you can bring attention to something, you know, out of this experience, I think it's great.
Yeah,
so,
you probably started a lot of good conversations, absolutely, man.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, you know, I was out yesterday and I had a guy in his mid-40s come up to me and thank me and was like, you know, it's about time people start talking about it. And it was kind of shocked, like, you know, he was married with kids and all that. Yeah. So to hear that, I was like, oh, wow, thank you. Like, that's, and he said the same thing, like, it's a conversation starter that I don't think hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, 100%. Well, man, look, you're doing great on the show. I think you're fantastic. So enjoy. Thanks for joining us, man. And, of course, Maths continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. He's really great. Like,
yeah, he's really nice.
Explained it really well.
To be honest, I think he's been one of the most pleasant interviews we've had from the cast on the show.
Down to earth. I think I'm in love.
Hey, well, if it doesn't work out with Georgia, you're in with a chance, Maddie.
Do you know what? Nice country boy.
Yeah.
Hey, up next, guys, got a great story. We're calling it the case of the stolen house. And now this is possibly the number one worst nightmare for any potential home buyers out there. It's happened to this couple. I'll tell you what it is next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, guys, we've got a great story for you. Now, I wouldn't understand because I'm not a homeowner like you two. You like to remind me, Jade. You wouldn't know what it's like to have a mortgage. But you know when you buy your first home, I'm imagining, right, that it's a very exciting experience.
It is.
You'll experience it soon enough.
One day, let's hope so. But the question is, like, obviously, once you pay the money, there's a period where there's a settlement, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a set date. You get the keys and you start living your new life in your new home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Feel sorry for this couple in Riverside, California. Tracy and Miles Albert purchased their brand new dream home, 4 bedrooms. Now, the person that was living in there wanted a quick sale, right? And he's refusing now to leave the property. Took the money. 12 months down the track, here's what happened.
When Tracy and Miles Albert purchased this beautiful 4-bedroom house in Riverside, they never realized that at the end of escrow, the seller would suddenly refuse to give up the keys and leave.
I'm out of here! F*** you!
Everybody just is blown away by the fact that this could happen.
Oh.
That is a nightmare.
Why can't police just go in and manhandle him, get him out, and then they just quickly go around and change all the locks on the doors?
Well, I don't know if there's a rule over there. There's no law, right,
that stops that. I was just looking into it.
Yeah.
Normally that's the case, right? They just give them the boot.
Mm.
But because of COVID, there's this law that's been brought in with for no eviction so that people who are struggling financially can't be kicked out of their homes.
So he's taken the money, $560,000.
And just won't leave the house.
Won't leave the house.
How horrible.
This poor couple, you know, they're wanting to move into their house and they're just having no luck now, to the point where the guy's not even answering the door anymore.
Hi, Sam. I'm Gina Silva with Fox 11 News.
I'd like to speak with you. Even though we saw lights and heard people inside the house, no one would come to the door.
Terrible.
You just want to take matters into your own hands.
I know, it'd be very tempting, wouldn't it? But what can you do?
Just sometimes the law's backwards for those, you know, who are doing the right thing.
Well, do you know what? This is really a loophole that's been discovered in all of these, you know, so-called measures to help people during COVID-19. But you're right. These people who paid the money really quickly, he said he needed the settlement within 2 weeks, 560K. Now, they've got all their life savings together. They asked friends and family for money. And they're now just left with nothing. And here's this guy living life to the lux in his house that he sold off the money.
You know what? Remember last week we had that guy on the show who had the issue with the squatters in Brisbane?
Yeah.
And, like, they wouldn't leave. He went in there with his mates. Boom, boom. And then...
Sorry, what?
Problem solved.
What did his mates do?
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's also against the law. So this guy technically isn't breaking the law yet. So, I mean, you can't just go and do that. But fingers crossed that something happens for these two because it's terrible.
It's like a siege almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd be waiting for him to come out so you could slip in.
I'd be furious. I would be furious.
You'd almost wait outside until he goes to the shops.
And then quickly
run in there, chuck all the furniture out. Anyway, it just goes to show, you know, renting sometimes better, Jade.
But I'm in my house.
No, it's fine.
I know, I'm just saying in general.
You're so funny.
I don't want the stress of a mortgage. I know I wouldn't know what it's like, but I don't want the mortgage.
You can't even live in.
Absolutely.
Are you a comedian?
No, I'm not. Guys, new sum up next with Maddie at 7:31. Plus, birthday lotto is worth $675 today. We'll do it next. A new FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On new FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. What makes the world
go? Guys, of course, with all the flooding that's been happening, a lot of the SES has been a huge help to a lot of people, including to my mum, who I've got a story for you up next, as she had to be taken away in a boat.
No. Is she okay?
She's okay, but all the details in just a couple of minutes.
Is she at home again?
No.
Oh.
She's still out.
You should bring her up to your house.
I'll fill you in on what's happening in just a couple of minutes.
I'm not going to tell you how to be a good son.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo, you've had a bit of an issue with your mum on the Central Coast.
Yeah, so they live on a small farm and, of course, like with all the rain that's been happening down there, the area's been flooded. This valley that they live in, totally flooded. Now, normally... when this sort of thing happens, usually maybe once every year or two, it's fine. They actually have like a little box of food staples that they just chill out at home, all good, eat the food and just wait for the flood to go down.
Just quickly, what's the longest they've been trapped there before?
Maybe 10 days.
Okay. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, pretty long time. But usually it's like 3-4 days, no issue.
Yeah.
But this flood is probably the biggest, they reckon, since the 1920s, so the levels are really, really high. And it was all going fine until my mum got this leech bite. Now, normally when you get a leech bite, it's fine. You just flick it off and there's no issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she started to notice this, like, redness going around it, and this thing had somehow gotten infected.
Oh, no.
And it was, like, starting to become a problem, and she did have some antibiotics, started taking them, but didn't really work. So she's like, this could be a real problem. It was on her leg.
Because she couldn't leave.
She couldn't leave. And she, like, rang the doctor, like, explained the symptoms. They're like, you need to get the right antibiotics. You need medical help.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, this is a problem. Like, the floodwaters just kept rising and rising. So it's, like, not even looking good to when...
Yeah.
So anyway, she calls up the SES. They turn up in, like, a rubber Zodiac like one of those like dinghies that they have. And these guys all in wetsuits and their full SES gear, they load her into the little boat and then they take her across the main river. And then there was like four more crossings that they had to use their big like four-wheel drive emergency vehicles. And eventually they got her to hospital.
Jeez.
And she's had to go on like an antibiotic drip and everything.
Is she in hospital now?
So she's just gotten out and is at her friend's house and they've like found the right antibiotics like through blood testing and stuff. She's going to be fine. But what a crazy situation.
Your poor mum. Is your dad at home alone?
Yeah, poor dad.
He is at home alone.
Is he loving it?
He'd be living the bachelor life.
Well, it's weird because I think I take after him. He loves to just work all the time.
Yeah.
So he's just inside. It's probably he's getting some well-earned rest, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's just taking it easy.
That's full on, man. Well, I'm glad she's okay.
Yeah, look.
Well, I guess she can't. Are they going to, like, take her back in the dinghy or
no,
what?
No, she has to wait for the floods to go down. So
that could be days.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably Thursday or something like that. Probably until she can get home.
Your mum will go back home and your dad's going to have this really long beard and he'll be walking around in just his undies.
Everything's changed.
Like, he's been, like, in the jungle for 20 years by himself.
Totally possible.
Is there much damage at the farm?
So it's not really. Like maybe some fences and stuff will be the main issue, but all the buildings and things are up on high ground because there's a history of floods, right?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to give a big shout out to all the SES because
absolutely,
they're doing such incredible work. You see them driving everywhere doing this sort of work and obviously they... Like, an infection to the leg could be a major issue if it gets out of control.
No, what?
You see the car. I've seen so many SES vehicles on the roads in the last few days. It's so good to see. And, yeah, I second that. They've done an incredible job. And just happy to go in and help
whenever
they're needed. It's so great.
You're an animal lover. I've seen so much footage of them, like, with the dog cages and stuff, going to rescue animals and stuff too. They're doing great work. So thank you if you are listening and you do that work. We really appreciate it.
Birthday Lotto is up next. Worth $675. Today, all you need is a birthday to play. Crevo will spin the birthday wheel, pick a month at random, and if your birthday comes out of the birthday ball machine, you win the money, Crevo.
It has come up September.
Okay, 131009, if you were born in September, give us a call right now on New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Lotto.
So when did you arrive at that conclusion that you liked us? Was it just now yesterday, a couple of weeks ago?
Well, to be honest, I just feel like something's really clicked with us. Just
as people?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
Like we've been friends for a while, but sometimes, you know, like the Spice Girls song. It's like, I know it's when it's two become one, but it's like where it's when three become one.
Okay. Birthday Lotto right now. $675 up for grabs. All you need is a birthday to play. We are looking for September babies today, guys.
Okie dokies.
Let's go to Paul
at Hawk's Nest. Great name. It's a name my dad has. He's a courier driver. He loves playing footy. He's terrified of heights and wants to take the missus out with the cat. Oh, you sound like the perfect man.
I try to be.
Oh, it must be a Paul thing. I've never met a Paul that I don't like.
Oh, I'm a big cuddly bear.
Oh. Who's your, you like to play footy. Who's your team, the Knights or?
Tigers.
West Tigers fan. How are they going this season? I haven't been tracking.
Oh, not that good.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure
they're taking on the Knights this weekend, aren't they?
They are.
They are at home, right here.
Oh, are you going to go along to the game?
No, I'm not.
To be honest, I sometimes like watching from the telly because you get the better angles every now and again.
Nothing beats going there, though. It's pretty fun.
The atmosphere is great.
All right, let's spin these balls for you, Paul. Let's win you some money, $675.
That'd be a pretty nice date with the missus.
Fancy.
Righty.
You're into weekend away territory there.
True.
I am.
You deserve this, Paul. Let's give it to you, Jade.
I hope so. Okay, I hope you were born on the 9th of September.
No, the 29th.
Damn.
Too bad.
Sorry, Jade. Paul, enjoy your day. Thank you, mate. Thank you very much. Wow, I never, you know, you're just saying about the guys that are called Paul always being nice guys. I agree with that. Every Paul I've ever met, nice guy.
There we go.
We love Pauls here.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I would actually like us to be on telly. I think we'd be quite entertaining.
No. Yeah, I mean, off you go.
Big hair and makeup every day.
As if you're not coming for a massive paycheck and a Range Rover.
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go. I want to say a big thank you to everybody who did rate the music this time around, of course. Every time we do this, we have a fantastic prize up for grabs. And this time, it was no different. Oh. Incredible prize, a family escape to the Crown Plaza Hunter Valley's brand new water park, guys.
And when this first kicked off, we said the first 50 people got double entries, and it's actually paid off for one of our lucky winners.
Ashley, you win! Boom!
Oh my goodness, amazing! Thank
All
you.
Yours.
You're very welcome.
How many kids do you have, Ashley?
I've got two. One's 4 and one's 10 months old.
Aww. Oh, they'll love that. Perfect. So you get a night out at the Crown Plaza, which is beautiful. The kids will be entertained. Now tell me, if you had to write a Google review on New FM's Rate the Music, what would you say to other people?
It was super easy, and it's actually a little bit fun. You get to hear a snippet of all the good songs that you're playing.
Yeah, so what kind of music do you like?
A little bit eclectic, a bit of everything, from country to your Tones and Eyes to Lizzo, everything in between.
Are you loving that new one with Amy Shark and Keith Urban at the moment?
Yes, anything Keith Urban is fantastic. Yeah. I saw him at the Entertainment Centre, and he's so good.
Oh, wow, you're so lucky. I wanted to go.
Yeah, no, I definitely recommend seeing him. It was really, really good.
Oh, well, good stuff. It pays.
Well done.
It takes around 8 minutes. I'll rate the music back very soon, of course. Congratulations, Ashley. I hope you enjoy it. The kids
Thank
seem
you.
Excited. Listen
yeah,
to
listen
it.
To
the baby's called up the hall. He's having a good time.
Oh, mum life. Look at you go. On the radio and dealing with the kids. I love it. Up next, Jade, this is an interesting one. You called me the other day because you've got some new friends.
Yeah.
Divorced friends.
Yep.
I'm a little bit worried for you and your husband.
Don't be silly.
You're I feel like you're going to get divorced.
No. So I went along to one of my friend's birthday parties for her son.
Yeah.
And it was a great birthday. Eli turned 9. Big happy birthday, Eli. But a couple of the women there who were divorced were having a chat. And it was a fascinating insight because I don't have any divorced friends. And so I was listening to some of their stories because the conversation started. And it turns out there's a thing called your divorced activity. And I thought, wow, I didn't know this was a thing. So apparently one of the ladies asked the other and said, oh, so what's your new divorced activity? And she said how she started up roller derby. She's learning to roller skate.
Really?
Yeah. And she's like, you know, I want to do this for me. And I thought, that's really, really cool. They're all trying different things, like the guitar. One said that
I mean, baby steps. Yeah, divorce. I really want to do something for me. Rollerblading.
Oh, but that's cool.
Big dream.
But, like, that is a huge dream, though. It's hard to rollerblade, you know, to stop and then play roller derby and...
That's pretty cool.
It's
so
pretty cool.
Essentially, people are getting divorced and they go, I've got more spare time now. I'm going to do a new hobby.
Yeah, and it's funny the journey that they're going on. So, like, they try the sport and then... they've been all learning how to play, like, they went through a phase of the ukulele, the guitar. One of them said that she downloaded how to play the harmonica.
Like, oh, sorry, my finger slipped.
And then there's the reading book phase, and then another woman said, oh, so have you gone through the book phase yet? But it's just this interesting insight into get a divorce.
Skydiving, swimming with sharks, doing an African
safari. I'm sure
safari.
That may be on the way.
So many different things you can do.
So we thought in 13:10:09, what's your divorce activity? Or what did you do after you got divorced? Did you take up some crazy sport? And are you still doing it?
I'm actually not worried for you, actually, because you don't need to get divorced to do crazy activities.
I'm doing them already.
You've got about 96 hobbies.
But
now.
I think it's really cool, you know, because it's easy when you get married to forget about yourself. And when you have kids, it's all about the kids. You need to, you know, focus on you. And it's sad that it takes a divorce for people to really look after themselves. And, you know, so I want to know, on 13 10 09, what's your divorce activity? Are you still doing it? Or what are you getting into now and you could recommend to other women out there?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What's your divorce activity? Yeah, Jade's got a whole bunch of new divorced friends that she's hanging out with, and I'm starting to think that they're rubbing off on her.
No.
Benny, watch out.
They're not. It was actually funny, though, because one of them put their arm around me and said,
Join us.
She was, I hope this never happens to you. And I was like, oh, okay. I think I'm okay. But it was just really interesting hearing their stories and the different journeys they've all been on. But the thing is, they all have one thing in common, that they're all trying new activities being divorced. So one's taking on roller derby, one was playing the guitar, the other ukulele, one was learning how to play the harmonica. So they all went through
a band.
Well, they all went through the musician phase, and then apparently there's the book reading phase. So there's these different things that they go
all
through.
Very easily accessible activities whilst married, by the way. No, I'm just putting that out there.
I guess so, but I guess I don't know what it is. I didn't sort of go down that path with them, but I guess, you know, when you're working full time, you've got, you know, two kids, you know, under, you know, even the age of 10,
hey, honey,
you've got a husband.
Can I read a book, honey? No!
Absolutely.
Like, you know, you've got washing to do, you've got cleaning to do, you've got to take the kids to afternoon activities. Like, life gets so busy for a parent, it's easy to forget, you know, about your marriage or about, you know, the things that you want to do for you.
When did you turn into this person, Jade?
Have you started a new course in couple counselling?
No, I haven't. This is all the wisdom I have within. You've just never asked me for this for this wisdom. But anyway, we want to know on 13 10 09, do you have a divorce activity, or have you taken one on after the divorce?
If
Amanda,
you can beat the harmonica and the ukulele and rollerblading or reading a book, happy days. Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, so are you divorced or is it a friend?
I am. I've separated from my husband, and yes, I'm having a really great time now. I've joined F45 and having lots of fun and being around good people and doing things for myself now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good on you. Good job.
So joining the gym was your divorce activity?
Oh, you could say that, I suppose.
Yeah, so are you looking really good? You're really happy with yourself at the moment?
Not so good yet. I've only started in January, but yeah, I'm just aiming to be motivated.
Good for you.
Good for mental health and, yeah, like I said, around great people and having lots of fun.
That's awesome. And so you started that in January. Do you have any children together?
Yes, I have a 17-year-old and her and I have joined together.
Oh, nice.
And we're having lots of quality time together. We're going together at 5 o'clock in the morning, so it's getting up and getting moving and ready for our day. So,
well, good on you. That's really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. And did you just not have the time to do that before, or are you just sort of just jumping into life a little bit more now?
Yeah, jumping into life, I suppose. Yeah. I was always trying to go to the gym, but, you know, doing other things now too. My good friend, her husband's a trainer, so I'm going to the races with them and just doing really nice things.
Oh, good. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am happy now.
I went
through a really difficult time, but I'm really happy now and enjoying life. And I've got a 14-year-old daughter as well.
Yeah.
And we're just, trying to really enjoy life together.
No, good on you.
Go you.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. And you know what? Thank you for calling, because there's probably other women and men listening at the moment who are going through a divorce or a separation.
Yeah, it is a big change of life.
It is. And you know what? Like, you're showing that there is light on the other side of a dark time. So,
It is really hard, and it is a big change, but I think you just have to think of the positives and look forward, I suppose.
No, good stuff. Now, I know your F45 trainers will probably hate me for this, but we're going to give you a nice bottle of wine to enjoy by yourself.
Ah, thank you.
Oh,
thank
good
you.
Stuff. No worries.
You're
thank
welcome.
You,
good on you, Amanda.
Good job.
Yeah.
I take all I said back now.
What do you mean?
Well, it's the small things, I guess, right?
in life.
Yeah.
You've like, got to look yeah. after yourself.
So I'm a true. Cynic.
Hey, guys, what's the goss is up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Rupert Grint, he keeps on banging on about this Harry Potter remake. One minute he wants to be a part of it. One minute he doesn't want to be
Get
a part
out,
of it.
Ron Weasley. Nobody
yeah,
wants
I'm going to tell you on. Why he sounds desperate. Also, too, Carol Baskin, there's new evidence that she killed her husband and fed him to a tiger.
Hey, what would your divorced activity be, Jackson?
Mine? Yeah. I'd buy a yacht.
Really? And just go sailing?
Yeah, go sailing.
Can you sail?
No, but you just pay someone to do it all for you.
There you go. Sounds good. That's
new FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's the goss time? Jackson, what have you got going on?
Yeah, gather round while I read from the book of celebrity opulence. Carol Baskin, right? So she is back in the news.
Are you cool, cats and kittens?
Oh, I can't get over Tiger King. Like, it's been a year since we're all obsessed with it. Now there's new evidence apparently out as to why she killed her husband and Ooh. To why she did definitely do it.
Some of that new evidence is actually couldn't even be a form of payment. 1 month after Don Lewis disappeared in August of 1997, Carol Lewis went ahead and gave three properties to the handyman, Kenny Farr. Now, but these properties are valued at well over six figures in total. And he paid $9,080 for all three properties. And anything under $10,000, he won't have to have a paper trail for it.
Ooh, wow.
Paper trail.
Dodgy, dodgy, dodgy.
She's trouble, that woman.
Oh, do you know what? I don't even care if she fed her husband to a tiger. Give her a reality TV show and make it a number one. Like, I just want to see it. I couldn't care less. I don't want her to go to jail. I like her. No, I think she's crazy.
Put Carol and Joe Exotic in the same cell
yes,
together.
That's
There's
what I was
a show.
Thinking.
That's
that
a show.
Great. Oh.
Working in a zoo together. Mm.
She's also come out and she's saying that COVID, right, has pretty much been the reason why people have reacted badly to her. So she's saying that if COVID wasn't a thing when Tiger King come out, she'd be far more popular with the public.
You know what? Anyone... I seriously doubt it. You know what threw everyone off her?
Dancing with the Stars.
That was pretty bad. But, no, when you watched Tiger King is the fact that she went straight away when she found out that he'd gone missing to the work site, changed the locks on the gate, and then went and got the will out of his secretary's desk. And that's just sinister to me.
There was a lot of, like, details that point to stuff that makes you think there's a dodgy element to this.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get. But there's more to the story for sure.
Innocent until proven guilty.
I agree, Jackson. Reality show ASAP needs to happen.
100%.
Where's Ryan Seacrest to fund this thing? Come
well,
on.
She's actually filming a new reality TV show, but it's all surrounded about Big Cat Rescue, which I'm excited about. I mean, I want a big cat. That'd be cool. But
Joe would be fuming in jail.
New documentary coming out about him as well. They're really cashing in. The next 6 months, we're going to see a lot more about Tiger King.
How exciting.
We also are going to be seeing a lot more of Harry Potter, which I don't actually care about either. But Rupert Grint, he's just really grinding my gears. He's like, oh, he just wishes he was Ed Sheeran, right?
I agree.
Just wants
that.
To be popular, and it's just like, shush. So he's new, like, this just has scent of desperate in it, like worse than Lynx Africa in a schoolroom. So he's come out and said that he didn't want to be in the remake of Harry Potter, and I think I've told you that on air here.
Yeah.
He's now come out and said that he still doesn't want to do it unless everyone else does it. Now, he keeps on backtracking, and I feel like he's put it out there that he didn't want to do it so he'd get a big offer, big money offer.
Mm.
And now that no one's come to him, he's like, but I'll be involved if everybody wants us to be involved.
I think you're right. I think this is a money thing. He's probably trying to milk the last juice out of this, like, golden egg.
And, do you know what, though? You're right, Jackson. Of all three of them, he's been the one that shunned the spotlight post-Harry Potter. Yeah. So he didn't want to go on Instagram, or he didn't want to, like, do any interviews. So he can't possibly demand big cash now when he's no longer relevant.
I just, you know what's so sad? That he was probably the best actor out of the three of them. Hermione was all right. Emma Watson, but
that other one,
Daniel Radcliffe, was terrible.
He was always drunk.
Yeah,
I did hear that.
He was terrible as Harry. I'd be fine for them to recast him. Bring back the other two, though.
Yeah, he was just always so shocked. Well, he was like, "You're a wizard, Harry." He's like, "I'm a what?"
Besides, I'm a what? I'm a wizard. What?
Rupert
I'm
Grint's career,
but how?
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. What makes the world
go? 105 minutes commercial freeze, kicking off in minutes with Jackson.
Oh, yes.
Love this.
I knew you'd like this, Matthew.
Oh, me too, please. Nia.
And you know Crevo. The way to my heart, Jackson.
Oh, oh right.
I love this
Domino's
song.
Pizza and Nia.
Yeah.
We'll do that by the beach one day. Cute little day. Oh. The Kings of Leon is in there as well.
Love
and,
this song.
Fresh from Banners.
Yeah, this has got like a shepherd vibe.
It does, right?
It's good. Good mix of music today.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Shepherd vibe, but they didn't have their parents helping them with the career.
Yeah,
true.
Pretty much. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off at 9 o'clock with us, guys.
Well, we need to have a little bit of a chat, guys, because...
Oh, what's happened?
Well, my husband lost the plot, Ben, on Sunday. He's had an issue with our bins in the house for a little while. And honestly, it was the smallest thing and it sent him over the edge with the bins. And I think I'm going to have to rename him Oscar after the character from
Sesame
Street.
What did he do to the bins?
He destroyed them. I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like nothing left of them.
No.
The bins are in the bin now.
Yeah, correct.
Right.
So I'll tell you about his little meltdown in a second.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Our family.
Get up, everybody, sing. You think it's easy for me being a grouch who's green? Well, think again, because it's not.
I've got to change Ben's name to Oscar.
Oh, my God.
Is that why we're playing Sesame Street Grubs on our show now?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Just checking.
No, honestly, guys.
It's just a one-time thing.
So my love had this issue with the bins, okay? We have two bins, basically two bins side by side where the dishwasher should go, right?
Okay.
Because we don't have a dishwasher.
Ones, yeah.
Yeah, so they're sort of sitting side by side in there. I've never had an issue with the bins, okay?
Beautiful orange bin, right?
I had one beautiful orange one for garbage and a nice white one for the recycling. And you just, you know, put your foot on the lever down the bottom, the lid would pop up. I never had an issue with the lid getting jammed or stuck. But for some reason with my husband, Ben, it always just jams. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm sick of this bin. I'm like, it's just a bin, Benny. And he's like, the bloody lid. And I'm like, why do you let it affect you? He's like, ooh. And I'm like, whoa. And then on the weekend, it's reached a whole new level. So he was trying to, I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he was fiddling with the bins. I think he tried to realign them.
Right.
And then the lids weren't. Like, they were getting jammed or he was trying to fit them in and out. To be honest, I don't know. All I heard was a ruckus. All I could hear was, like, these big slams going on.
Oh, my God.
And I said, Ben, what's wrong? He's like, I can't handle these bins. I'm sick of these bins. And I'm like, Ben, calm down. Don't tell me to calm down. They've got to go. There's nothing wrong with the bins, Ben. Just walk away. No.
Just walk away.
And he's grabbed the garbage bin. He's walked outside. I said, what are you doing? put the bin down. And he's like, no! And he's gone outside, and by this point I'm speechless, and he's like, don't tell me what to do! And he's gone out, he slams the bin on the ground, and then he just gets his feet, bam, bam, and he's crashing the bin with one foot, and then he flips it on the other side. He starts crashing it with his...
Oh, my God.
I kid you not, it was like he was trying to crush beer cans with his foot.
It was like an episode of SmackDown.
I said, Ben...
Wrestling edition.
WrestleMania Broadmeadow, wow.
He's like, I will not. He's like, I'm sick of these bins. They're gone. We're getting new bins. He's like, you don't tell me. I'm like, okay. By that point, I'm like, all right, I'm just walking away. Because you know when someone's telling you to calm down, it makes things worse.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I just left it. I went quiet.
Now you need new bins.
We need new bins.
Wow.
Because he lost his mind. I didn't never had an issue with the bins, but for some reason, Ben does, right?
I'm putting it out there. He hated the colour.
I think it was the orange that was aggravating, like a bull, like taking on a Macedon.
Well, bulls, that's red, not orange.
Yeah, I know. But for Ben, his colour must be orange because he just lost it. And so anyway, we've got those new security cameras. So it's gone really quiet. I'm just getting on with what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm just going to leave him. He'll calm down. He'll get over it, and then he'll come back. And he does, and he's gotten the footage from the security camera of him destroying the bins.
Do you have access to the footage?
Yeah, I could easily go back and find it.
I think we should put this
up. But he said he already said, you can't go showing this to anyone. And by this,
what about me just quietly?
Oh, look, by this point, he's calmed down now, and he's laughing about it now. He's like, Jade, I'm sorry, but he's like, I was so tired of those bins. And then he's like, I've fixed the issue now, though. So we're now getting a dishwasher, and we're just going to have the bin outside.
They must have always gotten stuck for him the way he used it or something.
I know,
like,
but I
know. Every time.
It's just bizarre because I was never affected like
he was. But do you know if you've got a bad attitude towards something to begin with, you're never really okay with
you
it.
You never get over it.
Like, the small issues, the small things can set someone off.
The best bit, though, is that he's actually kicked that bin in before, so it had a dint in it from about a year ago.
Hey, the good news is you're getting a dishwasher. That's what I got.
Winning.
The bin's outside.
Hey, guys, birthday lotto up next worth $675 today. All you need is a birthday to play. Crevo, which month are we looking for, my friend?
February.
Okay, if you were born in Feb, give us a call. 131009. You could win $675.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What a surprise this morning, guys. Harry from Inforno has just come in with some breakfast. Harry, thank you so much. Of course, you're now open for breakfast from 7:30 a.m., yeah?
Yes. We open for breakfast for 7:30 a.m. every day. That's a 7 days week.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, no, you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, we more into, like, Italian breakfast, like focaccias, and we have very nice waffles and the starters, everything, yeah.
We were just mentioning about, so I'm trying your eggs Benedict.
Egg Benedict.
And I complimented your sauce, and it is so delicious because you said you tried about 7 different sauces, so you found the right one. And I have to admit, your sourdough is incredible. I didn't know you were coming in today, so this took me, like, by surprise.
A little bit of a shock, yeah.
And I'm not a big foodie like these guys are. So, like, for me to compliment something is... like huge, because your sourdough, I hate it. I just said to the guys, when you try and cut through sourdough and you can't, it's so hard. This is perfect. It's so I can cut through it with a plastic knife and fork.
Yeah, true.
Which is great.
Yeah, as I told you before, the sourdough bread is like has to be so fresh. So we deliver the sourdough bread every morning.
Yeah.
So it's very soft, and even if it's cooked like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's not hard at all.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, thanks for bringing that in. A little brekkie is always good.
Yeah, man. And I did go to Inforno for dinner a few weeks ago. Just beautiful. You guys have done a great job there behind Eurobar on Beaumont Street. So good. Thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Oh, enjoy your breakfast.
Good stuff. Thanks. I hope business is going well, man. Right now, it's time for birthday lotto.
This is
The
No-Go's.
Here
we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
birthday. Lotto.
$675 up for grabs this morning. We are looking for babies born in
February.
Yes. Let's go to Erin on line two this morning.
Good morning, Erin.
Hello.
Hey, so you're a uni student. You're studying nursing. How's that going for you?
Good. It's been a bit of a struggle with COVID and everything there.
Well, not only, like, are you studying nursing, you have three kids, 10, 12 and 13. Good on you, because you're a busy mum, you're busy studying. I can't imagine that.
You're making it all happen.
Well, let's see if we can win you some cash right now.
$675.
Oh my God, it's like it's in stereo.
Alrighty, Erin, I've pulled out the 6th of February.
No.
Oh, nice. I wanted to give you that cash, give you a break or something.
I know,
I'm
sorry.
That's all right. Back tomorrow, worth $700, guys. Oh, very good. Well, what a treat. That's really lifted my mood, this breakfast, Harry. Thank you so much.
Very nice.
105 minutes commercial free is coming up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you want an acai bowl?
It's
very,
sounds very great.
Do you even eat?
I never see you eat, Jackson.
I was saying to Reese in the newsroom the other day, I pretty much just eat dinner, right?
Fish fingers,
and
right?
And then 10:45, the tasty truck comes around, I get a chocolate milk. That's about it, yeah.
It's incredible. I don't know how you don't die.
Oh, wow. Fitting
maybe
song.
Maybe I am a ghost.
Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, loving this.
Jason Derulo as well.
Good stuff.
Cool dude.
Thanks, man.
105 minutes commercial free coming up with producer Jackson. Don't forget to check out my ghost on Facebook. I put a picture up.
Please,
a childhood photo, and there is a ghost peering at us in the background.
It's a clock.
It's not, guys, I swear to God, it's not a clock. We had nothing hanging on that wall.
I'm standing by, your mum had an affair that you didn't know about.
She didn't.
And there was a guy trying to get out without being
caught. It's a creepy ghost peering at us from around the corner. Go check it out and let me know what you think.
All right, guys, we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.